Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Bubbles and Bourbon. This is your host, Sharina. Let's get into it. All right, y'all. So we are back with another episode. This is episode 14. It's coming at you a little late than normal, but what is normal? Like, what is normal? So I've gotten some great feedback on Instagram from a few people who said they enjoyed the different segments in last week's episode. So I'm going to try to go with that again because it was fun and I do need some structure in my life. So it did keep me like honest and, you know, in order and prevented me from going off on a tangent. So I do appreciate that. So we'll just go ahead and get right into it. Let's do it. All right, and this week's go-to items, again, the go-to items are just things that I'm like finding myself commonly reaching for or must-have things that I purchased, just my go-tos for the week. And the first is the Calm app. So I've used Calm for quite a few years, at least like 3 to 4 years. And I've used, like I've done the paid subscription for about 3 of those years. This year I didn't renew because I was like, sleep, what is sleep? I have a child, why would I want to get into a deep slumber? So I didn't renew my subscription. Although, so I personally really only use it for the sleep stories. But again, having Taysom, like, what is sleep? Like, yes, we sleep, but do I want to get into that deep of a sleep? Probably not. So I just didn't purchase it because I didn't know if I would have much use for it. But Calm has other like great uses, like soundscapes, like these different sound themes. So like if you like white noise, they have those, you know, like just different sounds. They have like instrumental Disney songs. They have a kids portion of the app. There are some guided meditation sessions that's on there. And then again, my favorite is just the sleep stories. And I have also used some of the like songs or like the playlist for concentration and getting work done. But my job, one of the benefits that was just announced was that we had this working relationship with Calm. And our job was providing us with a free year subscription, which is normally like $60 to $70 for free. So I went ahead and renewed and I found myself using Calm again, not every night like I once did, but there was like a night or two. I was like, I really need to go to sleep. Everybody else is sleeping. Let me put on my little Calm story. And I have a favorite story. It's about the Chinese New Year. I don't know why it's my, Lucy Liu is the narrator and I don't know if it's just her voice or I just like the story so much. I have parts of the story memorized, but I've never heard the end of it because I always fall asleep. I've also used like the nap story. So like, especially when I was pregnant, just to take like a quick nap on my lunch break. It's like a 28 to 30 minute story and it starts off with, you know, Tamara Levitt, I can't remember. I don't know if it's Tamara or Tamara, but her voice is so soothing and she does a few of the sleep stories, but I like her nap narration where she talks, like she guides you with breathing and then kind of gives you like the history of naps in some areas. And then it's just this very light music that's playing in the background. I don't know, because I fall asleep, but then birds start chirping and that's how you wake up. It is bomb. If you struggle with shutting your mind off, once you find the right narrator and the right story, Calm is chef's kiss. So that's one of my go-tos. Next would be an Audible book that I'm listening to. So I finished up The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which just discovered this will actually be either a movie or a series on Netflix. So I'm excited about that because it was really good. It started off slow for me, but it was very, very good. So finish that. And now I'm listening to Verity by Colleen Hoover. I read one of her books, like the beginning of COVID. It ends with us, something. I think that's it. But Verity so far is very good. And then I'm reading The Patient's Secret by Loreth Ann White. Or is that right? I can't understand my handwriting. I think it's White. And it's like a, yeah, it's good. But I only read that one at night on my Kindle, on my little e-reader, and that's been really good. So yeah, those are two good books that I'm reading. I finished Allegedly. I think last week I was still reading that one. I finished Allegedly, and that shit was crazy. Like you feel played. So if you've read it or if you're about to read it or considering reading it, it is a very heavy book, but it was very good. It was very, very good. But the end was just like, bitch. And then I started reading A Child Called It, but I had to stop. I'm gonna finish it. It's not a big read, it's a very small book, but it was like the first chapter. Yeah, it's a lot. I think I'm only on chapter 3 or 4, but it's heavy. Like, it's heavy. That book will require me sitting. When I think about like being in a down mood, like you have to sit in a dark room by an old lamp where like you could see the dust by the lamp, and you have to smoke a cigarette and drink something brown that's hot, like a hot cup of Crown. No, it would require like a hot cup of Evans Williams, Evan Williams. A hot cup of Jack. No ice, just Jack. With a dusty lamp and a cigarette, and you read that book, 'cause that shit is depressing. And it's real. So I can't read that right now 'cause I don't have an old lamp or a lot of dust in here. So I'm not, and I don't have cigarette, and I don't have Jack or Evan Williams. So yeah. It does, yeah, it's heavy. But that's A Child Called It. So if it's about like the worst case of child abuse in California history that occurred like in the 70s, it ugh. So those are my go-to items for this week. I hope you check it out and let me know what you think. Okay, and now for the That's Real moment. So I want to focus on two of the That's Real moments, and I hope this doesn't go off on a tangent. But one, I'm gonna try to focus on and not give away too much so no one can be identified. But one is an Instagram post. I'll just go with that one that I came across in the week. And I often have to be reminded, and I was happy for the reminder. And it simply said, "You're constantly worrying about the next part of your life without realizing that you're right in the middle of what you used to look forward to. Stay grateful." That was a that's a real moment for me. I say that's a real moment for me because I know I'm not alone in this, but you know, and I think I've talked about this before because I feel like it's the story of my life. We're always thinking about what's next and like the destination and forgetting about the journey and the process of it all. That's where the beauty is. It's not the destination. The beauty is in the preparation and the process of getting to what you want. And I try to remember that, and I am I, how old am I? 36. I'm 38, 37. I'm 30. I was born in 85. Yes, 37 years of life. I still struggle with that. And I think that's something that I'm going to always struggle with. But I like those reminders. And I appreciate those reminders that just say, hey, like you prayed for this. Like I prayed for this. And when you pray for something, like you pray for it all, not just the final outcome, but the process is included in that. And I have to remember that, like, I have to get that destination mindset out of my head and just remember to focus on the process as well, because that's where the change happens internally. That's where the beauty is. That's where the growth is. The final thing, the present, the prize, well, that's great. But after that, then it's like, okay, well, what's next? Let's focus on where we are with the process. And I appreciated seeing that quote and coming across that. I was going to share another that's real moment, but I think I would give away too much, depending on who listens, and it's fine. But I will say that I am experiencing growth and I am proud of myself for that. Something happened, just a brief overview. Something happened, somebody tried to throw me under the bus for something that I forgot to do. And instead of coming up with excuses and saying, well, I didn't do it because it is, blah, 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 I just say, you know what, this person is correct. I did not do it. It was not done intentionally, or the, you know, lack of doing it was not intentional. So how can I rectify this situation? And that is growth for me. And I'm smiling as I'm saying this because a year ago, nah, bitch, what? You throwing me under the bus? All right, bet. But it's like, what am I going to say? Yes, I'm wrong. I didn't do something. And guess what? Nobody died from me not doing this. It's not the end of the world. It was something very simple. But the fact that someone took the time out of their day to like point out something to prevent themselves from looking bad, I was just like, okay, this baby needs a hug. But let me own up to what I can own up to and let me know how I can fix it. And that may not seem like anything big to most, and maybe most people are already there, but that's big for me because I am one who does not like to be wrong. But when I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and there was nothing I can do about it. I was wrong. I didn't do something. And just the growth in my response made me very proud of myself. So, those are my that's real moments for the week. All right, so let's get into the drink of the week. And this is, I'm gonna have two. One is, and I don't think I said this one last week. I'm pretty sure I didn't talk about this one last week. This week's drink of the week is the Premier Protein Cake Batter flavor. It is chef's kiss, delicious. I usually do vanilla protein shake, like a half of a shake with my espresso every morning. But the vanilla I find, like I can't just drink it on its own. I have no desire to just drink that on its own. But the cake batter is like so good. So, so good. But it's crazy the prices of Premier drinks now. Y'all, like a year ago, a 12-pack at Walmart was 20, not even a year ago, fucking 2 weeks ago, I bought a 12-pack for like $21.44. Do y'all know I just looked on Walmart.com and that same goddamn 12-pack is $30-some dollars? Shit. It's ridiculous. And then Amazon, where I ordered this one, it was $24.99 for a 12-count. Well, I just ordered it. I got it last weekend. And my supply is getting low. I go online to order it on Amazon today. And that shit said expected delivery within 1 to 2 months. What the fuck? Like, why? So, if you can get your hands on it, it's delicious. I got mine on Amazon. But I think I tried a 4-pack at Walmart. And then I ordered it on Amazon. But if you order it on Amazon, expect your delivery in 1 to 2 months. So good luck with that. So that's one of my drinks of the week. And then the cocktail I've been gravitating to again is my Prosecco, my bubbles, hence bubbles and bourbon. A glass of Prosecco topped with just a splash of Crown Royal apple. Chef's kiss. Little night recap. Nightcap. A good nightcap drink. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's delicious. And it gets you where you need to be because that little touch. First off, I love Prosecco. with a little Saint Germain, perfect. But I don't have Saint Germain, and I needed something like a little sweet to add to it. And I started doing the Crown Apple a few years ago with the Prosecco, and I was like, let me just go back to what I know. Because I'm a little too hot to be drinking my Cooper and Thief, the red wine blend I told y'all about. So we're going to do this little Prosecco now and continue to top it with a little Crown Royal Regal Apple. And that's that. So yeah, those are the drinks of the week. All right, folks. So that is it for this episode. I'm going to go and pour me a glass of Prosecco and top it with some Crown Apple and relax. I lie. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to finish my coffee and get back to work. So y'all have a great week. Stay healthy, stay blessed, and we'll holla.